Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollandBranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
A teacher and a principal were arrested when Florida police busted up a party of underage drinkers.
Oh, boy.
And it was at the principal's home.
My mind was blown when I saw that.
How does this happen? This is Fox 35 Orlando with the report.
Hill Brodigan is the principal at Theodore Roosevelt Elementary School. And Cocoa Beach police say around 100 kids were partying at her home on Sunday night and drinking alcohol that was available in coolers.
Okay, I mean, how do you even think that's a good idea as a teacher?
Let alone the head of the school?
Even a vice principal. I'm like, you're the freaking principal.
That's bad.
That's awful.
Throughout the house, a nearby traffic stop landed one juvenile in jail, charged with a DUI. Police say a Theodore Roosevelt Elementary School teacher, Carly Anderson, was also at the party, intoxicated.
Okay.
Nice. What?
This sounds like a great party. This is the party that will last. This will be a story forever for like the when those kids get older, the time that their principal just got unhinged and invited us to a kegger.
Legendary.
These kids, they trust teachers. They trust the administrators. And when you have someone betray that trust and lead these kids down a path like that, it's just, it's sad and scary all at the same time.
Oh, super scary.
Can you imagine being a parent?
Oh, I'd be enraged.
I saw one dad who's just like, not surprised. Nothing really surprises me these days anymore. I'm like, this is the world we live in, that you're not even surprised that a principal is throwing a party that teens are going to.
Maybe it's because it's in Florida.
Wow.
I mean, did you ever have any teachers that like cross the line with partying with kids?
Not that I know of, but I wasn't. I don't know if this comes as a surprise to you. I wasn't very popular in high school.
You didn't get invited to the teacher's house to party?
I wasn't ever invited to anybody's house to party, let alone. I don't even know if I was invited to my own house. I think they just begrudgingly let me live there. In college, there were a couple of teachers, but it was a little bit different.
Yeah.
There were a couple of teachers that all of a sudden, there was, okay, so in Plattsburgh, New York, there was like the main bars, like all the college kids went to, and then we called them the townie bars. And those were like where the people who lived in the town went and drank. They didn't want to be anywhere near the college kids. But some of us college kids would sometimes end up at the townie bars because we, you know, because we thought it'd be awesome just to hang out with the locals.
Yeah.
And every once in a while we'd be like in there and we realize, oh, there's, you know,
Professor so-and-so.
Yes. And it'd be awkward at first, but then they would look at us like, well, you're 21. Yeah, come have a drink and talk. And it was always like pleasant.
Oh, for sure.
But again, we were overage.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you?
I mean, there was a teacher at Stanwood High School, a coach and teacher that got in trouble for partying.
Was
with
it the gym coach?
I think he taught social studies, but okay. He was the head football coach. I think maybe assistant track coach, and I think maybe even helped with wrestling, and he got in big trouble. I mean, I think he was like smoking drugs with the kids.
What? Smoking drugs with the kids?
Yes. And not like the weed drugs, other
like
drugs.
Like meth?
No, I think it was like, smoking crack. Oh. with some kids.
Wow.
I am not joking. I'm telling you, Stanford had some wild years.
That's insane.
Yeah. He got arrested. It was bad times.
Oh, I can only imagine. Yeah. The parents were probably losing their ass.
Yeah. Bad choices from these teachers, I tell you. So both of the educators in the story from Florida, they've been charged with child neglect and contributing to the delinquency of a minor.
Well, I heard part of the story, too, which I thought was just insane, was like one of the teens had too much to drink, and I think it was outside, and somebody called like a medic to come check up on the kid. And when the medics were showing up, or like, I think it was either the principal or the teacher turned the lights off on the front porch so that they wouldn't see the kid outside on the front lawn or something along those lines. And I'm just like, what is wrong with you people?
Just keeps getting worse.
Right. So, like, at first, like, the medics didn't notice. They just kind of drove by the house, not because they weren't able to see the numbers. And I think eventually, obviously, they were able to get back there to check on the kid and make sure they're okay. But that's just, it's just like one thing on top of another on top of another. I just don't understand how a principal gets to become a principal with that kind of decision-making abilities.
Real bad decision-making skills.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 8664 Seasons.